Hi, friend. It's Mary DeMuth, and it's Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. We'll finish Mark chapter 8 tomorrow. This is in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. In those days, when there was a very great multitude and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to himself and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have stayed with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away fasting to their home, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come a long way. His disciples answered him, from where could one satisfy these people with bread here in a deserted place? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? They said, 7. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves. Having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to serve, and they served the multitude. They had a few small fish. Having blessed them, he said to them, serve these also. They ate, and all were filled. They took up 7 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. Those who had eaten were about 4,000. Then he sent them away. Immediately he entered into the boat with his disciples and came into the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came out and began to question him, seeking from him a sign from heaven and testing him. He sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Most certainly, I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation. He left them and again, entering into the boat, departed to the other side. They forgot to take bread, and they didn't have more than 1 loaf in the boat with them. He warned them, saying, take heed, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. They reasoned with one another, saying, it's because we have no bread. Jesus, perceiving it, said to them, why do you reason that it's because you have no bread? Don't you perceive yet, neither understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, don't you see? Having ears, don't you hear? Don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves among the 5,000? How many baskets of full of broken pieces did you take up? They told him 12. When the 7 loaves fed the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They told him 7. He asked them, don't you understand yet? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I feel like my relationship with you is a series of asking this question. Don't you understand yet? Oh my goodness, Lord, you have been so good to me. You have been so, so good. You have healed me of so many things. You have provided for our family in so many powerful ways. You took us on the mission field. You brought us back, restored our family. You worked in and through in so many different ways and difficult pathways. And yet I still come to you and complain and be like, I don't have anything to eat, or we don't have enough money, or and I get panicky and I don't remember. I love Jesus that he says, don't you perceive yet, neither understand. Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, don't you see? Having ears, don't you hear? Don't you remember? Oh, Lord. Help us to have eyes that see and ears that hear and minds and hearts that remember. This is not about conjuring up our daily bread. It is about remembering you who have provided our bread in the past. And the beef that often was against the Israelites is that they kept forgetting the goodness of God. And yet you say, we're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, but we forget all of the goodness in the past. Lord, forgive us for forgetting. Help us to remember. Help me to remember that you have provided so well in the past. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. You're the one who was named that when Abraham was just about ready to sacrifice a son. And you provided a ram in the thicket. You are the God who provides often in the nick of time. Lord, sometimes that timing is hard on me. I'd rather it not be the nick of time. But help us today to count our blessings, all the blessings that we have in front of us, but also help us to look backward and to see all the ways that you have carried us. So many ways, so many profound, beautiful ways. And let that inform our faith today rather than being so forgetful and forgetting all the power that you have directed our way. We love you, Lord. We need you. We worship you. We praise you. We lay down before you. We bow down before you. You are worthy. We are humbled. You tell us if we humble ourselves, you will exalt us at the proper time, but we're going to humble ourselves before your mighty hand because you are worthy of our humbleness. You are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our lives, Lord. We choose to remember the great works you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel compelled to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thanks to all of you who support the podcast monthly this way. It just helps pay for all the side parts of this podcast that you don't see, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So thank you so much, and be praying for Pray Every Day as well. Thank you. Have a good day.